Adventures of Timmy Preston, Galaxy Scout. Brought to you by Jumping Jupiter Hot Chocolate, the cocoa that's out of this world. When last we left Timmy, Cub reporter Jane Witten, Scoutmaster Green, and the rest of Troop 3.14159, they were trapped in the outer reaches of the Taurus Moduli system in their ship, the Copernicus. Their engine stalled, their oxygen generator on the verge of collapse, when suddenly...
Gosh, what was that, Scoutmaster Green?
Well, Timmy, that was a star going supernova.
It was like a big ball of light, blowing up into an even bigger ball of light.
That's exactly right, Timmy.
Scoutmaster, are we in any danger from the supernova?
Well, Jane, I think we're safe from that for now. After all, the oxygen should go out long before the shockwave hits the ship.
Jumping Jupiter!
That's what I get for tagging along with you Galaxy Scouts.
What are we gonna do?
Say, Timmy, I think you're onto something.
What do you mean, Scoutmaster?
Let's all put our heads together and think about that over some cocoa, Timmy. Who wants some Jumping Jupiter hot chocolate?
Me, please!
That's right, kids! Nothing like a spot of Jumping Jupiter hot chocolate to focus the mind when you're in a scrape. The rich chocolate drink, fortified with vitamins and chili pepper, just like the Aztecs used to drink. Watch your IQ bounce off the charts with the Choco Vitamin drink that's out of this world, Jumping Jupiter!
Scoutmaster Green, I think I've got an idea.
What is it, Timmy?
We should search the ship and see if there's anything that can help us.
Gosh, Timmy, that's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of that. Let's go, Scouts!
Nothing over here.
What's this?
Who are you?
A stowaway?
Ach, lassie, I'm a stowaway. Nemo McKeith. Angus McKeith.
Jumping Jupiter, Mr. McKeith? What are you doing on board the Copernicus?
Did you not understand that, son? I just said it, I'm a stowaway.
Good to meet you, Mr. McKeith. I don't suppose you know anything about engineering?
Aye, lad, you're in luck. I'm a ship's engineer. I take care of the Copernicus when she's in dry dock.
Her zip drive's busted and the oxygen generator's dying, mister. Do you think you can fix it?
Are you daft there, laddie?
I don't know what that means. Jumping Jupiter!
What do you need to do?
I need to get into the Jefty tubes and adjust the Harlan Elysian matrices between them, but the adjustments have to be done simultaneously.
How many Jefty tubes are there?
5, but I'm only one man.
Well, I can do one, and Andy and Bobby can each do one.
Oh, Scoutmaster!
Yes, Timmy, I was getting to you.
But that's only 4 of you, not counting myself. Someone's got to be at the helm.
I could do that.
Aye, maybe you could, lad, but...
Let's get to work, McKeith.
A woman? Doing mechanical work? I'll not hear of it.
Oh, spare me your outdated notions of chivalry, mister. You need all the help you can get. Now just tell me which lever to pull.
Just don't know.
It's chivalry or certain death, McKeith.
What would a Galaxy Scout do?
Scouts?
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to troop and galaxy, to help other people at all times, to never give up in the face of certain doom, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and heartily fortified with a daily allowance of vitamins, chocolate, and chili pepper.
What does that mean?
It means we never give up. Miss Jane, grab a wrench and let's go.
On my mark, 3, 2, 1, and turn!
Mine's lit up.
Mine too.
Aye, laddie, hit the gas.
Do you mean the start button?
It's a metaphor, Timmy. Go, go, go!
You got it, Scoutmaster. Gosh, that put the zip right back in the old zip drive, Mr. McKeith.
And look at that. As soon as we started moving, the oxygen generator came back to life.
Aye. As we rush through the void of space, the forward motion pushes air through the vents, turning the blades and generating fresh oxygen.
Are you sure?
I don't know if that's exactly...
That's brilliant!
And I have to say, Lassie, you did a fine job with that wrench.
It really wasn't a wrench.
Oh!
Sorry, I was trying to avoid that asteroid.
Jumping Jupiter, Timmy! You gave us a start there!
I sure did, Scoutmaster.
And so ends another of the exciting adventures of Timmy Preston, Galaxy Scout. Tune in again next time when we hear Timmy say...
Why were you stowing away on the Copernicus, mister?
I was hiding from the Deus Ex Machina Corps. They've been after me for eons. I mean, years.
Deus Ex what now? Jumping Jupiter!
That's next time on Timmy Preston, Galaxy Scout. Brought to you by Jumping Jupiter Hot Chocolate, the only choco vitamin drink guaranteed to put a bounce in your step.
This is a Gotham Cigarettes news update. And now, the man with the news, Carl Phillips.
Dateline, Princeton Junction, New Jersey. There have been multiple unconfirmed reports of an unearthly incandescent glow emanating from the mill building on the pond at Grover's Mill. Local girl Gladys Pierce made the initial report. She also noted that the light was accompanied by a low hum or buzzing sound. I think the aliens are back, said Pierce, resting at nearby Princeton Hospital. Authorities are exercising caution considering the date. Now the weather. There are chances of scattered weather over the greater Tri-City Metroplex, with some weather stretching into tomorrow. Highs in the mid to high temperatures cooling off when they're not. This is Carl Phillips for the Gotham Cigarettes News Roundup, reminding you to smoke 'em if they're Gotham.
Tune in this Saturday for Thrills and Spills with Arms Akimbo. That's right, folks, it's the Roller Derby Match of the Week, live from the Roller Palladium in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. This week, the Bronx Bombshells battle it out with the Bayonne City Rollers. Keep it here for all the action, Jackson. Girls on Wheels, No Holds Barred, Roller Derby, the way it was meant to be heard. Roller Derby Match of the Week on this and most of your Finley quality affiliates. Catch it.
And now, Chock Full of Coffee presents... The Fog.
The fog creeps in on little Cat's feet.
By day, millionaire playboy Simeon St. Clair leads a life of luxury, a devil-may-care existence most could only dream of. But by night, he writes what others put wrong, makes just the unjust, and clouds the minds of lesser men. For he is...
The Fog.
Tonight's episode, Sing a Song of Murder. The scene, the New York Museum of Art. The setting... The Akhenaten Room, home of the museum's priceless Egyptian collection. The reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, madames and messieurs, I welcome you to the New York Museum of Art for our 13th annual charity gala. As president of the Second Foundation and your chairman of the board, I, Selden Harris III, declare the revels now to have begun. Welcome, y'all, to the Amenhotep Hoedown.
Margo, why must you drag me to these ghastly affairs?
Drag you? Simeon, you're the one with the invitation. In case you've forgotten, you're on the board.
Barely. I don't think I've attended a meeting in years. But you're right, I am on the board.
Well, I think you've answered your own question.
They just like having my name on the letterhead. And the brochures. And the St. Clair Gallery.
Well, if you hate it so much, why not just stay home?
Oh, Margo, one has obligations when one's a millionaire playboy. Swanning around town, seeing and being seen. It's a living, I suppose.
And now I present the real reason we're all here tonight. The unveiling of the newest gem of our collection, newly arrived from Egypt, one of the earliest known glass sculptures, I give to you the god Horus!
It's gone!
What happened?
Someone has taken the glass figure of Horus! Guards, call the police! Seal the room!
Not again.
Simeon, whatever do you mean?
This is the third museum heist this week, and all glass sculptures.
Where are you going?
To see if I can help.
Wait!
Excuse me, sir. I need to get through there.
I'm sorry. Mr. Harris told us to seal the room.
I need to get some fresh air.
Why are you waving your hand at me?
You need to let me go past.
Cut that out.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I know who you are, buddy. A suspect.
Nah, that's millionaire playboy Simeon St. Clair. That room over there? That's his gallery.
Yeah? Well, he's still a suspect. Hey, where'd he go?
It's too big a figure to hide on one's person, so it's a cinch no one in the room has it on them. On the other hand,
that should keep them all away from the fog.
The Fog, brought to you by Chockful of Coffee. The coffee with that extra special secret ingredient, more coffee. That's right, the mountain-rich, fresh-packed, freeze-dried beans that we harvest for Chockful of Coffee go through a special process we like to call caffeine naturalization. This infuses every bean with the strength and purity of 10 beans.
Morning, dear. You all right?
I've got a big day at work, but I'm beat, honey. My dogs are so tired, their dogs are tired.
Oh, here, dear. Have a cup of Chockful of Coffee.
Holy cats, honey! That's some coffee!
That's not some coffee. That's all the coffee.
Chockful of Coffee. For that wide-awake feeling all day long. And all night, too. And now we return you to... The Fog.
Darn it, Simeon, where did you go?
Hey, you there!
Who goes there?
I could ask the same about you.
Ah, Margot Drummond, I presume. Girl Friday to that millionaire playboy St. Clair, yes?
However did you know?
No one can hide from the fog.
So, are you here to find the missing Horace?
It would appear so.
Do you know who stole it?
The weed of crime is a bitter pill to swallow.
What does that even mean?
I really don't know. Go back to the party, Miss Drummond. You'll be much safer there. Rest assured, the fog has the missing Horace well in hand.
Why are you waving your hand in my face?
To the party, Miss Drummond. Be gone.
Well, if you insist.
Now, to the matter at hand.
Yes. Three robberies. Three glass figures. All from museums here in Midtown Manhattan. There's a pattern here. The question is, where are the missing figures? And how did the burglar get in? More to the point, how did the burglar get the Horace out tonight in the midst of a party like that? Unless...
Of course!
Johnny, we still gotta serve these people. They're expecting food, and now they're not even doing the hoedown thing. Come on! Hey, buddy! Watch where you're going!
Please forgive me, I'm with the museum. And I just wanted to ask you a question or two.
Yeah, we're getting the food ready.
No, not about the food. I wanted to know, has there been any problem this evening?
Well, that thing what got stolen's kind of a problem.
Before that, out here in the staging area, were there any problems with servers or any of the other contractors?
Not really. It's been pretty easy around here. Except for the ice guy.
The ice guy?
Yeah, a guy brought this big old ice carving. Thought it was supposed to go out there on the tables, but there were no room for it, you know? One of them right-hand, left-hand, no-one-knows-what's-what things.
And what did the ice guy do then?
Well, he got annoyed. But he took his thing and left.
How big was this carving?
About 3 feet or so. Had it on a cart. Wheeled it around like so. Took it down that elevator there.
One last question, if you'll indulge me. What was the ice carving of?
Hey, you know what? I don't know. He had a sheet over it the whole time.
Thank you, my good man. You've been most helpful.
Forget we ever had this conversation.
Hey, get your hand out of my face.
You never saw me. I was never here.
Whatever you say, Chief.
Basement floor. Storage, offices, sundries, and stolen glass figurines. Going up. Why, there you are, you big, beautiful Horace. You're a sight for sore eyes. Someone's coming.
I knew you'd come back, Selden Harris.
Who's there?
The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It sits on silent haunches, looking over harbor and city, and then moves on.
The fog? I should have known you'd roll in.
You won't get away with this, Harris. The weed of burglary bears little spiky thorns.
What does that even mean?
Never mind that now. You're coming with me.
I don't think so, Mr. Fog. I can't see you, but I know where you are, and I know you won't shoot me. Not with all this valuable art all over this basement.
Mr. Harris.
Who are you?
Miss Drummond. Get down.
You won't shoot, Fogg. The gases from the chamber could harm the paint on a lost old master. Not to mention the damage any one of a number of bullets and the ricochets could inflict.
You won't get away with this, Harris.
Oh, but I think I will. You see, my sense of hearing is acute, Mr. Fogg. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you're approximately 5'10", maybe 11. And while neither one of us would dare to set off a firearm in here, I'll take a chance. Throw this small menhir.
What is that?
A miniature menhir, or a long stone. Similar to the stones used to build Stonehenge.
It's just a rock.
But a rock of great value, priceless to the Welsh people. And again!
You're running out of menhirs, Mr. Harris.
All I need is one... No! Well, you were supposed to be over there! Oh!
Quick, Miss Drummond, help me tie him up.
How did you do that?
Simple ventriloquism, ma'am. In other words, I threw my voice.
There we go, tied up leg. Hey, where'd he go?
Margot, what are you doing?
Simeon, the fog caught the thief. It was Mr. Harris all along.
Of course. He had an office down here, and as president of the Second Foundation, he could come and go as he pleased from the other museums. I bet he brought the Horus figure down here disguised as an ice sculpture to get past the caterers.
How do you figure that?
Never mind now.
It's a shame Mr. Harris broke the statue, though.
Oh, is that what happened? Well, it just goes to show the old saying,
people with glass Horuses shouldn't throw stones.
The Fog, a Mutual production for the Finley Quality Network, with Dane Marmot as Simeon St. Clair, Ulla Fairfield as Margot Drummond, Glenn Feldspar as Selden Harris, and Benny Lucado as Caterer Number One. And introducing Guards. Brought to you by Chock Full of Coffee, the coffee with the secret ingredient, more coffee.
Finley Quality Network, FQN.
Dateline, Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Following up on reports of strange lights at Grover's Mill, we now have a man on the scene. Take it away, Howie Koch. Howie, are you there? Come in.
There is nothing to see here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Please go about your business.
Howie, is it true that you managed to get inside the mill? What can you tell us about the strange lights?
There is nothing to see here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Please go about your business.
Howie, are you all right?
There is nothing to see here. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Howie, are you still there? Sounds like we lost him. Well, that was a singular report from Howie Koch, our man on the scene in Princeton Junction. More on this story as events warrant. You're listening to the Finley Quality Network.
And now, live and direct from the Counterpoint Ranch in Dull Center, Wyoming, Jurist Farina brings you Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Range. Tonight's episode, Conference of Fear. As prospectors from across the state converge on the Counterpoint Ranch for the annual Old Prospector Convention...
Bourgeois! Hogwash! Bourgeois! Hogwash!
Now what's got the two of yous riled up like polecats in a whiskey barrel?
I say it's hogwash! And the heck with it!
It's bourgeois, by cracky, and you darn well knows it!
What in tarnation are y'all talking about?
What do you say when the hero's gonna go off and do something all hero-like?
Balderdash!
Well, I've never heard such a thing of balderdash.
Well, blast my broadsides! Look! Up on the ridge!
What in the name of Sam Houston is that?
A fiery steed, a man in black... A lasso made of lightning? It can only mean one thing.